Proposition 4, often referred to as the Township 40 proposal, would resolve property title issues in the town of Long Lake, some of which stretch back to the 1880s. The state would also obtain lands to add to the forest preserve. The second ballot question is a swap that allows NICO Mining to put 1,500 acres of land into the forest preserve in exchange for 200 acres that would allow it to continue mining wollastonite. Because both proposals affect state forest preserve lands, voters across the state must approve a state constitutional amendment. The Adirondack Association of Towns and Villages is urging voters to approve both propositions. Town of Morehouse Supervisor Bill Farber is a past president of the group and is spearheading its Adirondack Partnership Initiative.
It really is a challenge to explain to people the forest preserve that's protected by Article 14, that really amounts to the fact that every time there is a boundary issue, it really takes a constitutional amendment to address that boundary issue.
Farber adds that the organization is concerned that with six proposals appearing on the November ballot, voters may be unaware or ignore the importance of the propositions.
There's a lot of focus, obviously, on proposal number one, the casino gaming. But as you get down ballot, there becomes greater and greater question of how aware people really are of the other ballot proposals.
Adirondack Council Executive Director Willie Janeway says the two propositions will make the park better.
The Adirondack Council said we would only support them if our six criteria were met. Our criteria were met, and they both, Township 40 and the Jay Mountain Wilderness Expansion in Lewis, provide big expansions of protected forest preserve land and clean water in returns for traded land. We give a little and we get a lot, and it's a win for the park, for the communities, and for the ecological integrity of these lands and waters.
Central Adirondack Association ex officio member Nick Rose is executive director of CAP 21, the Central Adirondack Partnership for the 21st Century.
It's hard to find too many groups in the Adirondacks that are opposed to the clarification on Township 40. I know on the NICO that some of the environmental groups have some concerns. We have an opportunity to preserve a number of jobs that support several surrounding communities. At the same time, what the company is willing to trade holds a lot more opportunity for people to enjoy and recreate, and for the towns to benefit.
Protect the Adirondacks Executive Director Peter Bauer calls Proposition 4, the Township 40 resolution that resolves title issues, the best outcome to an intractable situation that has lasted over 100 years. But he remains highly critical of Proposition 5, the NICO land swap.
No price is going to be worth the long-term damage that the Forever Wild Forest Preserve will encounter as a result of Proposition 5.
Both propositions have been approved by two consecutively elected state legislatures. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.